You're tuned to Radio Hanger, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS. Here's a number that should surprise you. After spending 7 months grounded worldwide, after watching deliveries freeze and customers sweat, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner still managed to become the best-selling wide-body aircraft of 2025, not despite the grounding in some ways because of it. Let me explain. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's rewind. In early 2024, Boeing halted 787 deliveries after a quality control issue surfaced involving fuselage shimming and the way certain sections were joined together. We're talking about tolerances in composite barrel sections. The kind of thing that matters when you're pressurizing a carbon fiber tube to 8,000 feet cabin altitude at flight level 430. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, got involved. Boeing pulled planes off the line for inspection and rework. Airlines that had been counting on new Dreamliners to fill routes and retire older iron were suddenly scrambling. The grounding stretched from roughly February through September of 2024. 7 months in the airline world. That's an eternity. Carriers deferred route launches, lease agreements got renegotiated. Some operators had to keep older 777s and 767s flying longer than planned, burning more fuel per seat mile and eating into margins. Now, here's where the story gets interesting. When deliveries resumed late in 2024, Boeing didn't just trickle planes out the door, they ramped hard, the backlog was enormous. Airlines hadn't canceled orders during the grounding. If anything, the pause gave Boeing time to address quality issues that had been nagging the program since production restarted after the pandemic slowdown. When the spigot opened back up, there was a flood of airframes ready to go. By the time the books closed on 2025, the 787 had outpaced every other widebody in net orders. We're talking about beating the Airbus A350, which had been on a tear of its own. The Dreamliner racked up orders from carriers across Asia, the Middle East, and North America. Airlines like United, All Nippon Airways, and several Middle Eastern operators placed significant commitments. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. Part of why the 787 cleaned up in orders is market positioning. There's really nothing else quite like it in the current wide-body lineup. The A330neo program was canceled years ago. The A350 is an excellent airplane, but it sits a bit higher in capacity and range. The 787, particularly the -8 and -9 variants, hits a sweet spot. It's the right size for long, thin routes. Think of city pairs that can't fill a 777 but justify something bigger than a narrow body. That's the Dreamliner's bread and butter for the general aviation pilot listening right now. You might be wondering why this matters to you. Fair question. Here's the connection. Boeing's health affects the entire aerospace supply chain, and that supply chain touches everything from avionics manufacturers to engine shops. When Boeing is delivering airplanes and generating revenue, the downstream investment in aerospace keeps flowing. That means continued development in things like composite materials, engine efficiency, and yes, the avionics technology that eventually trickles down into the cockpits we fly. There's also a workforce angle. Boeing's production challenges over the last few years, including a significant machinist strike in 2024, tightened the labor pool for aviation maintenance technicians and inspectors. When Boeing is humming, those technicians are in high demand at the factory. When Boeing stumbles, some of them migrate to general aviation maintenance shops. It's a ripple effect that touches your annual inspection costs and how long you wait for a shop appointment. Now let's talk about what the grounding itself revealed. The 787's quality issues were not about a fundamental design flaw. The airplane's composite structure, its electrical architecture, its systems redundancy, all of that remained sound. The problems were manufacturing execution, gaps between fuselage sections that exceeded tolerances, shimming that wasn't done to spec. This is a production discipline issue, not an engineering issue, and that distinction matters. Boeing brought in additional quality inspectors. They slowed the line deliberately before speeding it back up. They implemented what they called enhanced inspection protocols at their facilities in Everett, Washington, and North Charleston, South Carolina. The FAA kept close oversight throughout the restart, and to Boeing's credit, they didn't try to rush past the scrutiny. They accepted it. This matters because the 787 is going to be in production for a long time. Boeing has signaled that the Dreamliner family will be the backbone of their widebody strategy well into the next decade. There's been talk of a 787-10, a stretched variant, getting a renewed push. And with the new midsize airplane program, whatever Boeing ends up calling it, still years away from first delivery, the 787 has to carry the flag. For the airlines, the math is compelling. The 787 burns roughly 20% less fuel per seat than the airplanes it replaces. Its composite fuselage allows for higher cabin pressure and humidity, which means passengers arrive less fatigued. The big windows, the LED lighting, the reduced cabin noise, these aren't just marketing gimmicks. They translate into passenger preference, which translates into yield premium, which translates into airline profitability. This affects you if you're watching the airline industry as a career path too. Airlines expanding their wide-body fleets need pilots to fly them. United alone has talked about needing thousands of new pilots over the next decade, and a healthy 787 delivery stream is part of what makes those hiring plans real. One more thing worth noting, the 787 sales success in 2025 happened against a backdrop of Boeing's broader struggles. The 737 MAX program has had its own well-documented issues. The company went through leadership changes. There were congressional hearings, and yet the Dreamliner, which had its own troubled development history going back to its first flight in 2009, has matured into arguably the most important airplane in Boeing's current lineup. Sometimes the airplane that causes you the most headaches early on becomes the one you depend on most. The 787 didn't just survive a 7-month grounding. It came out the other side as the widebody the world's airlines wanted most. That's not luck. That's an airplane filling a role nobody else can fill right now. Sources for today's segment include reporting from Simple Flying and production data tracking from Boeing, and industry analysts. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.